all hackers are criminals and should be locked up. However, this is not always the case. Hackers have created some of the most amazing pieces of software the tech industry has ever known. Maybe you didn't even know that the person who created that piece of software you use every day and absolutely love is actually a hacker, or was at one time a hacker. Is a hacker, was a hacker, it's all the same, because once you become a hacker, once you see the treasure that lies at the very bottom of the rabbit hole, you can never go back. Unless perhaps your memory were to be erased, but even then, your reputation would precede you. And, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Anyway, some of the most well-known, most reputable individuals in the tech industry were once hackers. I'm talking greats like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and a plethora of others. You see, many a hacker has made it to the top of their industry, and they didn't do it the fair way exactly, if you know what I mean. Well, perhaps you don't know what I mean. Pay it no mind. It's fine, we're fine, you're fine, just forget I even mentioned that. Where were we? Oh yes. You can basically put all hackers into two different camps, the black hat and the white hat. The black hat are the bad ones you hear about, the ones who want to steal your credit card number, personal information, and completely wipe out your entire savings. They are the bad guys, so to speak. The white hat, on the other hand, are the good guys. They hack for good, test security systems, and create some very fine works of code. There are some hackers who refer to themselves as gray hat, but don't trust those. They're really just black hat trying to put a spin on things to confuse you. That leads me into the most frequently asked question about hackers, which is, why do hackers hack? The answer is almost as simple as the question, because they can. You see, hackers like to test boundaries. They like to test what they can or can't do. The objectives between the black hat and the white hat tend to differ a little, though. Black hat generally has no regard for the law or others. It is a dark path, indeed. White hat, on the other hand, have good intentions and are usually quite sincere. At least, they seem to have good intentions and be sincere, but we don't really know what's actually going on with them. You have to be careful, though, because even if you set out to be white hat, the black hat will try to turn you. They'll try to draw you in and make you see the power of the black hat, and vice versa. It can really be quite the conundrum when you're confused about which side you're on. Chapter 1. The Foundation. The foundation is extremely important to get right if you're a beginner. It doesn't matter what you think you know about hacking, you must start at the foundation. You can't build a house from the roof down, and in the case of hacking, you will need to build a foundation before you can even dream of beginning to hack. Well, you could dream about it if you really wanted to. Anyway, that's what we're going to learn in this chapter, the foundation. In this chapter, you'll learn what operating system to use, what kind of computer and programming languages you'll need to learn in order to become a hacker. Requirements: a PC, personal computer, with or without Windows. An internet connection. Operating system: the recommended OS or operating system you'll need for your hacking activities is Linux. Linux is an open-source operating system which is ready for download for everyone with an internet connection. This OS is difficult to install, and so it's highly recommended that you search on Linux forums for any help you might need to install it. The advantage of installing Linux is that you can run it alongside Windows on the same computer. If you use Windows alone, you can't hack properly. A Macintosh also should not be used because the architecture of Mac OS is similarly difficult to hack with. Also, a Mac simply isn't capable of running an OS like Linux properly. Well, it could be doable, but since you're not a real hacker yet, it would be a challenge for you to get Linux running on a Mac, so go with a PC. Before you install Linux, you have to decide which version of Linux you want to install. Some versions of Linux are unstable. Others are stable but don't work so well,